Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning now. 7:45 on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Baseball wind surge. 6, Arkansas 4.
2.
One person is dead, another injured following a police pursuit in North Wichita.
1.
Shakeup at Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Services. Search for new director begins. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Saw some heavier traffic just a little bit ago on I-235. There's still some road construction on I-235 from around K-42 or so down around Meridian and Southwest area. So just seeing a bit of a traffic slowdown there as the traffic volumes are fairly high. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 70. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 94 degrees. Now we have hazy conditions, 64 degrees. A south wind at 5 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at The Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. Well, we had a turnaround continuing Wednesday on Wall Street.
Stocks finished higher for a second day, with the major averages recouping all the losses they suffered on Monday as investors turned their focus to strong corporate earnings results. And Johnson & Johnson stock ticked higher. Greater demand for medical devices, drugs, and consumer health products helped boost sales and profit in the latest quarter. Johnson & Johnson said it expects to sell $2.5 billion of its COVID-19 vaccine this year. And shares of Mexican fast food chain Chipotle surged over 11%, hitting an all-time high after an earnings and revenue beat. The Dow winners, Boeing, Chevron, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amgen, and 3M. The Dow rising 286 points. The NASDAQ up 133. S&P 500 up 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose last week from the lowest point of the pandemic, even as the job market appears to be rebounding on the strength of a reopened economy. Jobless claims increased to 419,000 from 368,000 the previous week. The weekly number of first-time applications for benefits, which generally tracks layoffs, has fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January. Americans are shopping, traveling, and eating out more as the pandemic has waned, boosting the economy and forcing businesses to scramble for more workers. Companies have posted the highest number of available jobs in two decades, that the data has been tracked. So the jobs are out there. They're open, but nobody's taking them.
Yeah, nobody's taking them.
CSX Railroad's second quarter profit more than doubled as the economy continued to rebound from the depths of the coronavirus pandemic. Florida-based CSX says it hauled 27% more freight than a year ago when the economy slowed to a crawl because of the restrictions related to the virus. 7:48, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Got some business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Spirit AeroSystems revealed this week that it has exceeded a capital expenditure estimate on previously approved industrial revenue bonds through the city of Wichita. Adam Pogue the company's vice president of manufacturing services, told the Wichita City Council Spirit has invested $1.15 billion in its local facilities over the past 5 years and expects to top $1.3 billion by the end of 2021. Now, that tops the expected investment of $1.1 billion the company agreed to when it approved for up to $280 million in IRBs. That was back in 2016. Pogue was updating the city council in relation to IRBs being issued for additional space, which it will lease from Air Capital Flightline. And through this all this pandemic and the layoffs and so forth, they've been getting bonds issued and going ahead with the business out there at Spirit Aerosystems. Of course, that's our largest employer here in Wichita.
The Boeing KC-46 tankers at McConnell Air Force Base and elsewhere across the nation are about to get busier. The Air Force clearing the tankers for certain refueling missions using the aircraft's drogue system, a flexible hose that can be extended from the tanker's tail. The tanker was cleared for those operations on July 9th. McConnell is the main operating base for the KC-46. It will eventually be home to three dozen of the 179 tankers that Boeing intends to build for the Air Force.
And a recent building permit points to the name of the farm-to-table restaurant headed to the ground floor of Fidelity Bank's new downtown car park. The five-story parking garage at the northeast corner of Waterman and Market has 17,000 square feet of retail space available for lease. The bank has said a 4,000-square-foot restaurant will be a tenant on the first floor, and that it will get fresh produce grown from a rooftop garden. How about that? Conco Construction, the general contractor on the parking garage project, recently pulled a $1 million permit for tenant improvements at 320 South Market for something called First Mile Canteen Restaurant. That's according to local records. Business news from the Wichita Business Journal here with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Thursday morning. And that downtown Fidelity parking garage is pretty big.
It's drove by it at night the other night. It's
lit up.
It's very attractive.
Yeah.
For a parking garage, it's very pretty at night.
And then at the bottom, they're going to have in the bottom part of it, they're going to have some retail.
About that.
Kind of exciting there. We have some bad news about a sports figure, Bobby Bowden.
Yeah.
Former head football coach at Florida State University has been diagnosed with a terminal medical condition, and he revealed that yesterday. Didn't say what it is. Quoting him now, "I've always tried to serve God's purpose for my life on and off the field, and I am prepared for what is to come." 91-year-old Bowden says,
91.
"My wife Ann and our family have been life's greatest blessing, and I am at peace." He did not elaborate on his illness. Now, Bowden, who coached for Howard and West Virginia before being hired by FSU,
which no one even remembers,
led the Tribe to 304 victories during his tenure with the school. Statistics reveal, though, he's also responsible for capturing two national titles. Well, I know those teams have been good over the years, haven't they, Ted?
There was a long segment of years there where they were one of the top two, three teams in the nation every year.
Yep. And Biden has terminal condition at the age of 91. Football, I've almost forgotten about that. We didn't have it last year, really. Really, as far as I'm concerned. But football season is just around the corner. Now that it's getting up into the 90s, we know that. Now, let's just update folks a little bit right now, Ted, if you will, on what's going to happen next as far as getting Mitch Holthus on the air with us every day. And when is that going to start, Ted?
Week and a half. Of course, we during the month of August every year, we get the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, on the air, and he gives us a daily update from Chiefs training camp.
Yeah, then just a few years ago, we were able to snarf the Chiefs as far as our becoming the voice of the Chiefs here in the Wichita market. And at KNSS, and it's been great. I mean,
yep.
As soon as we got them on the air, they started winning a lot of football games. Not a coincidence.
So starting Monday, August 2nd, and then going for 4 weeks in a row all the way through the entire month of August, we'll have Mitch on every morning at 8:15, and he'll give us the latest of what's going on at Chiefs training camp up in St. Joseph, Missouri.
And it's always good.
Tons of great information.
He has great information about who the coming scars are and how the injuries and all of that are going. And people look forward to hearing that every morning here on KNSS with Steve and Ted. And at 8 o'clock hour, of course, and just a few minutes after that, we have the blur with Ted Woodward every morning doing entertainment news. So the 8 o'clock hour is a big time here for Steve and Ted.
As always,
KNSS. Today is National Hammock Day. Ever had a hammock, Ted?
Growing up, my dad always had a hammock in the backyard, so I'm a big fan of the
hammock.
Did
he have a hammock?
Yep.
Did he string it between trees, or did
he
have one of
those? Nope, it had a metal frame.
Metal frames?
And every 2 or 3 years, I had to buy a new one because it sits out in the weather and deteriorates a little bit, but I think Dad loved the hammock.
Well, and there are certain times of the year here in South Central Kansas, like in October, when on a late Friday afternoon or a Saturday, man, does that sound good?
That's nice
He's
stuff.
There and getting the hammock.
And, of course, Gilligan and Skipper slept in hammocks in their hut on Gilligan's Island.
It's a sling.
Always
it's made
a
out
fan
of
the hammock.
Fabric or rope or netting, and you suspend it between 2 points, and you can rock back and forth a little bit.
Homer Simpson has a hammock in the backyard. He does his between two trees.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a big fan of the hammock.
National.
Did you ever have a hammock?
Nah.
Nope?
No. National Hammock Day. All right, Ted, 7:55. Now, coming up, we've got the 8 o'clock hour, of course. That comes up next, and we want to invite you to stay with Steve and Ted here in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the latest on that shakeup at the Sedgwick County EMS. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll talk about reports that a couple of teams might be leaving the Big 12 conference and trying to go to another bigger conference. We'll
really?
Talk about that coming up in sports.
Okay, plus entertainment news. As we said, the Blur is on the way in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep, compiling all that you need to know in the world of entertainment. That'll be coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And informative traffic and weather as well. All in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with us. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.